But is there truth in people that say they can see into the future or they get glimpses of the future?
That's their future, illusory future.
Mm.
No, I just got through saying it's not possible within the science of consciousness to predict the future because it isn't a reality. It hasn't happened. You see the Heisenberg principle? In other words, I just changed your future right now by what I just said. Your idea that you can predict the future, I just knocked the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. So you see, intention, I already changed your future. So how could I predict your future? When your future, a minute before you met me or a minute after we get through talking, your future just changed. Next time somebody says the world's going to come to an end in 2083, the back of your mind's going to say, what BS, you know?
Right.
Okay, so your future just changed.
Right.
Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Otherwise, there'd be no point to human existence. We're here to learn and evolve. The future was all set. It would negate any value to your existence. There would be no divine justice. There would be no point to existence. You'd already be a predicted finished product. We had to reach termination.
And yet, didn't you say that the moment of our death is already predetermined?
That's true. That's true.
But if the future is constantly changing, then how can that be predetermined?
It's not logical. It's because the end of the movie is already on the tape when you put the tape in your tape player, in your video machine. So now you're going to play out your tape.
But isn't tomorrow also on that tape?
Tomorrow?
Well,
when
the
you
future.
Think back to what you just said, you're going to say you're going to have to recontextualize it. The end of the tape is already, the end of the story is already within the tape, and you haven't even played the tape yet.
Right. Okay, so.
So the future is only a fictional and within the tape itself, because the absolute reality of the experience of life of the ego itself is an illusion. Okay, so the illusion has built within itself the end of the illusion, just like fiction does. Because the ego sees illusion constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It sees an endless fiction, doesn't that?
Yes.
All right. So enlightenment brings the fiction to an end, you see? And you see that it's just an endless fictional story. So the fictional story also has a fictional end and a fictional beginning.
Oh.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be fiction.
Right.
We'd all be born enlightened. There'd be no point to getting born.
No.
We'd all be a finished product.
It's the journey. So I don't have to worry about my death, or it's let it go and let it come whenever it's
supposed
to. That's
going to be the way it is. You know?
And therefore that alleviates a lot of the fear around
death. Yeah, a lot of the fear. Well, it's a karmic propensity. All we ever got was, and we repeatedly got it, everybody's born with a predetermined level of consciousness, and the exact time of everybody's demise is already set at the time of birth. Also, we got other things such as death is not a possibility. It's not possible to die, of course. It's possible to leave this body. Death is not a possibility. The law of conservation of energy and of matter is also the law of conservation of life. And you wonder why people have never discovered that. Not possible to die. It's because they identify with the physicality. When they see it fall over, they presume that, they're dead. Yeah. So anyway, that answers it. The fiction is in the videotape. It's in the movie. The end of the movie is already in the movie before you even put it in to play it back, see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But nobody can tell me for sure what's going to happen 5 minutes down the road in the movie. Right?
Not until you see the movie, yeah.
Now,
the movie's going to play differently. See, it isn't just one set movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're constantly changing the movie,
Right.
Yeah, you're constantly changing. We just changed your future a couple of seconds ago.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? You're not even going to be around.
Well,
that's the biggest joke of it. The biggest joke of it.
Mm.
The pomposity is you're not even going to be around in the year 2083 or whenever you think the world's going to come to an end.
Right.